futuro.
Welcome to The Long Way Around. I'm Maria Hinojosa. In this episode, we continue to follow Bumpy and Mercy, a father and daughter, making their way north from Texas to Minnesota, where they hope a new life awaits. But their train journey is derailed when Bumpy's past collides with a meddling train passenger and the police. On this episode, we're also going to hear from activist, professor, and attorney Saru Jayaraman, who's determined to end sub-minimum wages for all restaurant workers.
Particularly workers of color who have been exploited since the founding of this nation.
So join us on the journey into a new future.
Turn around and put your hands in the air.
Oh my God, I knew it!
Dad!
Officers, my arms are raised and I am turning around slowly.
Lady, what have you done? He's my father! He's my father!
Well, I... Child sex trafficking is a thing. Didn't you see the signs in the train bathroom?
Mercy, isn't it? There is no need to film this. We are just following procedure. Come with us downstairs to holding.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Dad, it's not you.
Don't talk to each other till we sort this out.
Do you have her birth certificate?
Do either of you have children? Do you carry their birth certificates on you?
You're not helping your case.
Oh, God. I sent it up ahead with our stuff. Dad, I was so stupid. I'm sorry.
You didn't do anything wrong, bitch.
I said don't talk to each other.
Look, guy, stopping human trafficking on our train lines is like job number one for us. So if she is in fact your daughter, you would want us to be thorough, right?
How would you like me to respond to that? Take my phone. My PO is the second contact on my favorites, after my daughter, where it says Mercy.
Look, don't mouth off. We'll call him and straighten this out.
It's 5:30 in the morning, and he's a she.
Good morning, ma'am. I'm sorry to be calling so early.
So, where are y'all headed?
I thought you'd told us not to speak.
Police calling about a young girl named Mercy, traveling with a suspicious individual named Bumpy. Uh-huh. Well, you see, no, that doesn't... He was... Yeah, look, cool your jets, lady. Officer Simmons, just doing my job here. Uncuff him.
Come on, Mercy, we can still catch our train if we run. Can you please unlock this door?
Yeah, no, of course. And I do have a daughter.
What track is it?
Track 4. This way.
Got it.
No!
God damn it. Baby, we'll catch the next one. Stretch our legs.
It's my fault.
Don't do that.
I was bratty, and she couldn't tell that we...
She saw what she wanted to see, like the train cops. That's on her. It's on them, not you.
I've been waiting for you to come back, like holding my breath for 3 years. And then I finally have you. Christmas in July, like Grandma used to say. But I wrecked it.
Baby, Peanut.
Don't call me that.
You used to love it.
When I was 10.
When was the last time you were in New Orleans? Look at the board. The next train's not till 2.
How can you be all right with all this? They pointed guns in your face, put you in cuffs again.
And how did you see me? Was I hiding, stooped over like a criminal, or was I looking you and them right in the eye? Who was actually in control of the situation that kept you safe and me alive? That's a skill I have been refining my entire damn life as a black man and then father. And when I was inside, a skill I had to perfect to the level of a master, or I never would have made it out. There are too many ignorant men with guns out there for me to allow them control over my fate or yours.
Dad,
we're back in New Orleans.
I've never been here.
What do you mean you've never been here? Cafe Rouge beignets? Powdered sugar all over your little face? The waitress couldn't stop cracking up.
You mean that baby picture of me Mom used to carry in a locket? I've got it in her box of things.
You were almost three. I just got back from Afghanistan. You don't remember. Come on, we gotta go right this second.
It's not even six.
But it's open all night.
I remember how giddy Dad was, like a little kid. But I still wasn't breathing right. I kept wondering if I could take it, losing him forever after having just gotten him back. But walking through the city as it was waking up, Sweet Pea, just the two of us, gradually calmed me down. Mainly it was just hearing his voice go on and on about every little thing, just like a normal know-it-all dad.
Lafayette Square, named after...
Lafayette!
What?
Hamilton, Dad?
Oh, right. You know, there was a time Galveston rivaled New Orleans as the crown jewel of the Gulf.
Well, New Orleans clearly won.
Oh, yeah. That's one of the reasons we're leaving. But still, family roots and all, that's why I need this move for us to be perfect. That's why I've got to make sure the place is the right one.
Don't I get a say?
Of course you do, Peanut. Just not the final say.
Well, if I never set foot in Texas again in my life, it won't be too soon.
Don't say that. You've still got family there.
Family whose first shrimp boat was burned up by the Klan. Uncle White tells stories of the KKK sailing by, waving guns in the white fishermen shrimpers, and what was supposed to be a dead Vietnamese fisherman hanging from the outrigger. And on your side, Dad, we celebrate Juneteenth. But it's the story of how Texas kept our people enslaved 2.5 years after Lincoln said we were free. Why are you laughing at me?
Because you're brilliant and beautiful. And to think I was worried you weren't going to college.
Oh, Dad.
Where else on earth are you going to be able to exercise that big brain of yours, Professor? You'll forgive me in a minute.
This is a lot of people for the crack of dawn.
Seat yourselves.
Let me look at the menu.
No need.
Were you this bossy with Mom? I don't remember.
What can I get you?
Sir, I see you and I'll be right with you. There's only one of me for this whole section.
Two large cafe au lais and two orders of beignets.
Gotcha.
We sat right over there, so you'd be sort of out of the way in your umbrella stroller. Your mom had insisted on a diet of no processed sugars or fried foods pretty much when you started on solid foods. So we gave you your little bowl of pirate booty and your sippy cup, but ordered double orders of beignets for ourselves. I don't know what we were thinking. We were just chomping down on the beignets and powdered sugar is just raining down from our fingers and mouths. And then we noticed people around us laughing at us, and at first we're pissed, but then we looked down and your hands are up, your mouth's open, and you're catching the fallen sugar like snowflakes. Give you cried.
Oh, that's where that comes from.
Audrey had to give in, so she let me feed you one. And your eyes? A minute later, you had that little white sugar beard. I took the picture quick before you tried to lick yourself clean.
Dad, are you? It's okay.
God damn it. That little girl with the sugar beard didn't deserve everything you've been through since. Your mother's suicide. Me going away.
Here you go, hon.
Trời ơi, nhìn ngon quá.
Trời ơi, I knew you were Vietnamese. Chào mừng con. Cô xin lỗi nhưng vì COVID không có đứa người làm việc ở đây.
Hold your horses. Hold your horses.
She said though tourism is coming back, since COVID, they've been seriously understaffed.
But at least that new wage law passed while I was inside. So our waitress, you working at your Uncle Jimmy's, or me at your Uncle Quincy's diner are all guaranteed at least 15 an hour. I'm glad the waitress came when she did. I was getting teary, thinking about how you had to raise yourself when you needed us most.
It's okay, Dad. You're here now. We're here now. Joy, oi! Jesus!
Right?
I think I'm having a memory flash of that day as a toddler.
That's where, in my life, I wish I could have hit pause.
Then we wouldn't have this moment, now would we?
Brilliant. Beautiful, covered in powdered sugar, girl.
Dad, enough!
Okay. Then on to the next important topic of the day. Where do we have lunch?
You can't be serious.
We'll walk every street of the French Quarter to build up an appetite again. And then, would you like the city's best gumbo or etouffee?
That's impossible. You know I love them both.
Only one way to decide, then.
Do I have to keep reminding you that I'm not 10 anymore?
You're never too old for red car, white car.
Fine. Red car gumbo, white car etouffee, and no trucks. Starting now!
Gray car, black van.
Blue car, red car.
Gumbo it is.
There's really no way we can try both, see how they stack up against grandma's?
That's my girl.
We ate our way through New Orleans till I was so full, I thought we might miss our next train. 'Cause there was no way I was running.
Dad, wait for me!
Waddle faster. Ain't no way we're missing this one.
Suave is a new podcast about the system that sentences kids to life in prison. It's told through one man's journey of incarceration, redemption, and an unusual relationship between a journalist and a man convicted of murder. A new series from Futuro Studios and PRX. Subscribe to Suave now, wherever you get your podcasts.
In approximately 30 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be approaching our next stop, Jackson, Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi, next stop.
The good part about such a long trip was that we didn't have to spend every last minute talking. We had too much to catch up on at once, and it got too heavy too fast. So the hours that passed with him devouring his sci-fi novels or talking with his friends and me, soaking up my podcasts, but next to each other, were as wonderful as when we were talking or eating.
Oh, you sure went there, Quincy.
Dad, shh, inside voice.
My bad, just talking with the boys again. I gotta keep it down, y'all. Don't want to repeat it this morning.
Bumpy, my man, Q doesn't know my adopted home. I'm telling you, you and Mercy will love St. Cloud.
Bump, there's a reason they call it White Cloud. Chip, I know you and Amina have done great there. You've got new dollar stores popping up all over town.
Oh, that is low. They are convenience stores serving the community. Almost everything costs more than a dollar.
Convenience stores. But I'm fourth generation Danish, Norwegian, Minnesotan. Those are my people. And a lot of St. Cloud is still living in the past.
And Wilmer is some paradise?
We like to call it Woke Wilmer.
Oh, come on, nobody calls it that. You've got hockey and that gross Norwegian lutefisk just like us.
Q, is that fish soaked in, what was it, lye that your mom shipped all the way to Iraq that stunk up our barracks for a month?
She thought it would remind me of home, and it sure did.
So your home is a beached whale carcass on a hot day?
Oh, the bumpster is bad.
It's your call, Bump. But Vanetta and me are offering you and Mercy your own apartment above the diner. And a good job working here till you can get back to computers. And in a town that at least is trying to join the 21st century. Actually, let me put her on.
What? Babe, you know this is in the middle of the dinner rush, right? Who are you talking to? Hello?
Hi, Vanetta.
Chip? Oh, I can't talk right now. We're slammed, but Amina's good, right?
Hello, Vanetta.
Bumpy, it is so wonderful to hear your voice. I tried to have him put me on the last time you all were jabbering away, but Quincy wouldn't share you. How are you? Oh, I cannot wait. The onions on that chili don't look right to me. Send that back. I'm sure Quincy's trying to twist your arm.
He is.
Vanetta, let me finish up the call. I have to leave sooner, I'll miss the bank. Then I'll pick up the twins.
Oh, love you, Bumpy. Oh, and that girl of yours. We'd absolutely love to have you nearby. But even if you choose White Cloud, we'll all get together every weekend.
Ba-bam! That's my girl!
Oh, that was low even for you, Quincy. Bumpy, Amina's shopping for sheets and bath towels for you too. Otherwise, I'd put her on. We're just offering you to manage your own store. And then after work, you and Mercy, your own rooms in our home. 3,500 square feet in the nicest neighborhood in St. Cloud. Off the garage, your own entrance.
I think I like you guys fighting over us.
We'd love to have you stay with us. Mercy and the twins haven't seen each other since they were little, but we're counting on her being their new big sister. Space would be a little tight, though. The twins' hair care products alone could use their own wing. And we thought you'd like your own place.
What's that again, Quincy? It's hard to hear you over the sirens and gunshots.
What gunshots? St. Cloud has got to be at least 3 times bigger than little old Wilmer.
Yes, but around my house, the loudest noises you'll hear are lawnmowers and leaf blowers.
I love you guys. Listen, let me talk more with Mercy. The high schools get about the same ratings.
Yeah, but we kick their ass in hockey and football.
Not last year, my friend.
He was out of bounds. The ref is blind.
Uh-huh.
Memphis, Tennessee. In a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be arriving at Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis, Tennessee, please remember to look around you and collect all your belongings.
I've never been to Memphis.
I've never been anywhere.
I wonder how long the stop is.
Don't even think about it.
Memphis barbecue is world famous.
You're gonna be 500 pounds by the time we get off this train.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Excuse me, conductor. How long are we in Memphis?
Let me check. Oh, we're 15 minutes early, so 20 minutes.
Hot damn. Thank you. Look up the closest barbecue joint and call ahead so it's waiting for us.
You're like a small child. But let me check. Oh.
What?
This isn't barbecue, but it's just 3 blocks away. Come on, Dad, let's hurry. It looks like there's this audio tour app. Let me get my bearings. This way. No, this way.
There's a sign. This way.
Do you think the motel sign is lit this late at night?
There's your answer. Wow.
Wow is right. It's so beautiful and so heartbreaking at the same time. Hang on, let me put this on speaker.
At 6:01 p.m. on Thursday, April 4th, 1968, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was getting ready to leave for dinner in room 306 of the Lorraine Motel. Dr. King and Reverend Abernathy has stayed so many times in this room over the years, it was nicknamed the King Abernathy Suite. King's last words were to musician Ben Branch, who was scheduled to perform that night at a planned event. King reportedly told him, "Ben, make sure you play Take My Hand, Precious Lord, in the meeting tonight. Play it real pretty." Moments later, standing on the balcony, a single rifle bullet entered his cheek and severed his jugular.
Dad and I just stood there in the dark, but in the glow of the Lorraine Motel's neon as we listened, I remember taking his hand and feeling instantly like a tiny little girl again, and only his big, strong hands could save me. We knew we should hurry back to catch our train, but we couldn't leave just yet. I remember my dad saying something about how one bullet changed everything. ¶¶
Carbondale, Illinois. Our next stop will be Carbondale, Illinois.
What? Where?
It's 3 a.m. Go back to sleep, Dad. We've got 6 more hours till we change in Chicago. But I didn't sleep. As you know, I'm a night owl. There's nothing I love more than being awake while the rest of the world is quiet. Helps me catch up when everything's moving so fast. So I put on my headphones and watch the middle of the night lights of Southern Illinois race past my window. Figured I'd spend some time listening to other people's problems and solutions instead of dwelling on my own.
Today, wage inequity and its ties to racial inequity
with activist and leader Saru Jayaraman. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and this is Reimagination Nation. The problem is wage inequity. The problem is also disrespect for all labor. But in a lot of ways, it's just rooted in racial inequity.
Yes, it is rooted in racial inequity and the power imbalance between the restaurant industry, the corporations, and workers, particularly workers of color, who have been exploited since the beginning of this nation, since the founding of this nation. The original sin of racial inequity was slavery, and slavery at its core was a labor policy.
Folks, we're approaching like Carbondale, Illinois. Like 30 minutes to Carbondale, Illinois.
Next time on The Long Way Around, Bumpy and Mercy's journey comes to a screeching halt.
It was all so sudden. I happened to be awake reading when I looked up and saw the front of the train rounding the turn. I then heard the screech and just watched the cars in front of us started tilting over. And then we started tilting over.
And they meet someone who inspires Mercy to think in new ways about her path to the future. If you want to hear more from our interviews centered on reimagining solutions for society's most pressing issues, check out our companion series, Reimagination Nation, distributed by PRX. This week, I talk with SCORE members Jerry Tello about racial healing, and I get real with artist Mayra Santos Febres about what holds our communities back. You can also find it by visiting WeImagineUs.org or wherever you get your podcasts. The Long Way Around was produced by Futuro Unidad Hinojosa as part of the We Imagine Us project. The Long Way Around stars Karuchi Tran, Maria Ta, Orlando Smith. Also starring David Lee Huynh, Daniel Edwards, Allison Lee Rosenfeld, Maggie Hai Trang, Billy Bob Thompson, Ryan Schreim, Soraya Butler, Michelle Guanca, and Baron Bass. The story is written by Trey Ellis. Our music was composed by Michael Ramos. Executive producers are myself and Diane Sylvester. Our senior supervising producer is Gregory Branch. Post-production supervising producer, Tanya Bustos. Production manager, William Oakes IV. Our senior podcast producer and voiceover director is Paula Gammon Wilson. Our podcast producer is Andres Caballero. Senior story consultant is Sandra Ratley. Our project editor is Khalif Watkins. Sound design by Leslie Gaston Bird. Our engineer is Questar Welsh. Casting director is Paula Gammon Wilson. Production coordination, Jessica Ellis. Assistant project manager, Raul Perez. Our media manager is Alexander Arturo Garcia. The Long Way Around is supported by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first. I'm your host, Maria Hinojosa. Join us again on the next episode of The Long Way Around. And in the meantime, you can find us online at WeImagineUs.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Remember to subscribe and share and tell everyone you know to listen. Ciao.